I'm your host, Gina.
And I'm Gabriella.
Consonants in British English.
In this series, we will teach you about British English pronunciation.
British English has many different accents and dialects, but the basic pronunciation is the same. We will discuss those differences in more detail in a later lesson, though.
In this lesson specifically, we will tell you how to pronounce consonants.
So, the English alphabet is based on the Roman or Latin alphabet, right?
That's right. It's used for many different languages across the world. So even non-native English speakers could be familiar with it.
It has 26 letters. Of these, 5 are vowels and 21 are consonants.
Yes, and it's those 21 consonants that will be the stars of this lesson.
If there are 21 consonants, does that mean that there are 21 sounds?
No, it's not as straightforward as that.
I didn't think it would be.
We will be looking at 24 consonant sounds in this lesson.
There is also the issue that not every consonant in a word is voiced.
That's right. Some words have double consonants, such as account, which is spelt A-C-C-O-U-N-T, and others have completely silent consonants.
Like knee, which is a part of your leg. That's spelt K-N-E-E, but the K is completely silent.
That's right. We call consonants closed sounds, because when we speak them, we stop the flow of air in some way.
Okay, that's a lot of background on consonants. Let's move on and talk about the pronunciation of them.
What's first?
There's a p sound in words such as pull.
And push. Then the F in words such as food.
And four. Next, the T sound in tree and talk. There's a P sound in words such as pull.
And push. Then the F in words such as food.
And four. Next, the T in tree and talk.
The S in stop.
And start. Then the K sound in cup and kick.
Even though cup is spelt with a C, it still sounds more like a harsh K sound.
Next up, the B in ball and boy.
This next one can be tricky sometimes. The V in vote and voice.
The D sound that begins daughter and door.
The J in joke and join.
The Z in zoo and noise.
Again, noise is spelt with an S, but S is often pronounced with more of a Z sound.
That's right.
Then, the J sound in pleasure and casual.
The harsh G that begins girl and garden.
The H that begins head and heart.
The M in money and meat.
The N in night and nurse.
The ing in English and sing.
The R in rule and road.
The L in love and letter.
Don't mix the R and L sounds up.
The W in want and wear.
The Y in year and yellow.
The soft TH in thigh and thought.
Which is completely different to the harsher th in there and they, even though they are both spelt TH.
The CH that begins chair and child.
And finally, the SH that begins shoe and shot.
Finished! That was a long list.
Yeah, it was. We picked out a few important points as we went along, but I hope our listeners were able to pick up some of the similar sounds.
Yeah, the S and Z sounds are similar. Start and zoo.
The main difference when pronouncing the two is in the vocal cords. You can use them for Z, but not for S.
Yes, the tongue positioning and everything is the same, so they can be tricky for non-natives to separate.
It's the same with the D and T sounds. D is voiced like Z, so the vocal cords come into play, whereas T, like S, isn't voiced.
Can you give us an example of the D and T sounds?
How about duck and tuck. Although they're spelt differently, they sound very similar, other than for that opening sound.
The D sound is harsher and louder than the T sound is. That's the difference the vocal cords make, isn't it?
That's right. So when speaking English, we have to think about mouth shape, tongue position, and our vocal cords. It sounds like a lot, but it soon becomes second nature.
Okay, that's all for consonants, and for this lesson.
Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
See you.